607 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and we'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up shortly. I'll tell you this right now. Showers making their way through South Baldwin County and South Mobile County. How much of that will we deal with for today? Well, Dr. Bill has that coming up in our in-depth forecast at 635. Plus, Tropical Depression 7 continues moving and expected to get the name Gonzalo. More details on the tropics with Dr. Bill coming up as well. All right, yesterday President Trump with the return to the coronavirus briefings, and he had this to say.
Use masks, socially distance, and employ vigorous hygiene. Wash your hands every chance you get while sheltering high-risk populations. We are imploring young Americans to avoid packed bars and other crowded indoor gatherings. Be safe and be smart. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Something I don't like saying about things, but that's the way it is. It's the way, it's what we have. You look over the world, it's all over the world. Use masks, socially distance, and employ vigorous hygiene. Wash your hands every chance you get while sheltering high-risk populations.
All right, so the president, that is, believe me, that's a highly, very small sample what the president had to say, but some of the vibe yesterday as he is saying in that press conference exactly what has been said by officials over the last week, week and a half, as we are in a real tough patch right now with coronavirus cases increasing and continuing to increase in the Sun Belt and elsewhere in the United States. Good news is those fatality numbers are down. Dalton has a latest numbers nationally and here at home with our coronavirus update here. Dalton, what you got?
Yeah, and nationally, you know, we did have a spike in deaths yesterday. I'll get to that in just a minute. But in the U.S. now, 3.87 million total positive cases of coronavirus and crossed 134,000 deaths yesterday. There were nearly 63,000 new cases added for the nation yesterday. We're averaging right around 780,000 tests per day over the last week and just over 66,000 new cases per day. So that puts the nation at right around a 8.5% total positivity rate. There were 1,029 deaths added yesterday. That's the highest number we've seen nationally since May 29th. We're averaging 796 deaths per day over the last week. That's the highest that we've seen that number since June 6th, but once again, much lower than the number of deaths we were seeing back in April and May. And testing continues to ramp up. There have been over 47 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 69,075 confirmed cases in the state and 1,268 have died due to COVID-19. A new high in the number of people currently hospitalized with the virus, 1,547, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. Yesterday, we added 1,362 new cases. The state has been averaging 1,800 cases per day over the last week, also averaging right over 10,500 tests per day. So that's nearly an 18% positivity rate, much, much higher than the national average of 8.5%. 11 deaths reported for Alabama yesterday after 3 on Monday. That dropped the weekly average of daily deaths from 23 per day to around 19. And looking back over the last week, Tuesday, July 14th through yesterday, the deadliest week yet in the state, with Mobile, Jefferson, and Walker counties getting the worst of it. Yesterday, Mobile County added 129 new cases and 0 new deaths. Our totals now stand at 6,279 positives with 161 that have died. Baldwin County added 87 new cases with 1 death yesterday. They've had 2,077 positives with 15 deaths. Washington County has 225 cases with 9 deaths. Clark County, 398 cases and 7 have died. Monroe County, 323 cases with 3 deaths. Kanawha County, 297 cases and 9 deaths. Escambia County has had 676 cases with 13 deaths. Choctaw County, 238 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 358 cases with 9 deaths. And Jefferson County continues to see their numbers go above and beyond any other county in the state. Yesterday, Jefferson added 187 new cases with 3 new deaths. They've now had over 9,000 positive cases and 185 deaths. That's about 24 than the next closest county, which is Mobile.
All right, Dalton, we appreciate the update and reminder, President Trump talking about masks. But in addition, here at home, we are under the statewide mask mandate, at least until the end of this month. Of course, questions going forward with school going back in around the state, that's required masking. We know that already. Will the state continue with the mask mandate in August? We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way, we'll check out what happened yesterday with Alabama and federal law. A couple stories I thought of note here. Number one, the Attorney General yesterday announced that Federal Appeals Court has upheld Alabama's voter ID law. We'll get into details on that. That's important going into November. Plus, a story that, well, remember what we talked about in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday about the census count, what it means for the state of Alabama, the chance of losing a congressional seat. Well, President Trump yesterday put an executive order out to hold up on counting undocumented immigrants, illegal immigrants, people that are not citizens in the census. We'll give you details on that coming up in just a little bit. All right, Dalton, in sports, what you got?
Well, the Alabama High School Athletic Association has a press conference set for tomorrow. They're going to let us know their plan for fall sports, and yes, that includes football. And a new survey out there, most Americans do not think that college or professional football will be played this year. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
All right, so straight ahead, WKRG headlines are coming up next.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A federal appeals court is rejecting claims that Alabama's voter ID law is discriminatory. Judges upheld a lower court order that dismissed a lawsuit filed by minorities challenging the law. The judges ruled there's no proof that the law violates the Constitution or the Voting Rights Act. A dissenting judge noted Alabama's history of racial discrimination and said the law isn't necessary. Alabama lawmakers warn the state could lose a congressional seat and federal funding if more people don't take part in this year's census. Governor Kay Ivey says 60% of the state's residents have participated in the census, which is below the national average of 62%. Alabama census leader says the state could lose one or two seats in the U.S. House of Representatives if the counting ended today. The state could also lose $13 billion in federal funding. Baldwin County Sheriff confirms 34 inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. Sheriff Hoss Mack says 20 men and 14 women have been infected while being housed in the Baldwin County Jail. Mack says none are in serious condition. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market. Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 616 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Alabama High School Athletic Association has scheduled a press conference for tomorrow afternoon at 1 to announce their plan to play football this fall. Several states this week have announced whether they plan to postpone the 2020 season. California schools announced that they will not play any fall sports until the end of 2020 at the earliest. Georgia, on the other hand, only pushed the beginning of their football season back by 2 weeks. Florida's Athletic Association voted to move ahead with football on schedule. And Texas pushed back the beginning of its football and volleyball seasons by 1 month. Ben Thomas with AL.com spoke with AHSAA Athletic Director Steve Savarese, who said that they're expecting to announce a plan for a return to competition, not a plan to delay the fall sports. He also said that the AHSAA board could change their decision in meetings later today. Most of the counties in southwest Alabama have announced that they will start school on time next month and allow students to either take classes in person or virtually. Mobile County Public Schools Superintendent Kressel Threadgill announced last week that Mobile County schools will not begin the new school year until September 1st and that the first 9 weeks of the year will be virtual learning only. Threadgill said that MCPSS has been in constant communication with the AHSAA. Savarese told AL.com that there is no AHSAA rule that would keep students that are taking classes virtually from playing sports. The NFL Players Association and league's owners agreed yesterday to cancel the 2020 preseason while also reducing the size of training camp rosters. The two sides agreed to eliminate all 4 weeks of preseason. Owners originally wanted to reduce the preseason from 4 to 2 games, but the NFLPA argued that playing the games would limit their ability to condition for the regular season and that exhibition games were not worth the travel risk of catching COVID. Also, when training camp begins next week, each team will field rosters of 80 players. That's down from the usual 90. The owners and NFLPA executives had discussed reducing roster sizes for some time due to social distancing concerns amid the pandemic. Quarterbacks are set to report to their teams tomorrow, and all players are expected to report by next Tuesday. First game of the 2020 regular season scheduled for September 10th with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans. A new survey shows that most Americans do not think college or professional football will be played in 2020. According to a Harris Poll survey of nearly 2,000 American adults, only 32% think that the NFL will have a season, and just 24% think college football will be played. But it's not just football that those surveyed were pessimistic about. Only 29% believe the NBA will be able to finish its season, which is set to start on July 30th, and only 45% believe that Major League Baseball will be able to complete its season, which is scheduled to begin this Thursday. 58% of the men in the poll said they miss watching sports on TV, compared to only 35% of the women that were polled. And we've talked a lot about team name changes here in America over the past couple months. We haven't had any similar stories out of Canada until now. Yesterday, the Canadian Football League's team in Edmonton said they will no longer be known as the Eskimos. The team released a statement thanking the Inuit community. They said, quote, "To those Inuit who told us they loved having a football team called the Eskimos, we hope we can continue to be your team. To those who were offended by the name, we have heard you and we recognize your concerns." Edmonton's team has won the second most CFL championships, but it's most well known for launching the career of NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. Moon began his career with the Eskimos in 1978 and led them to Grey Cup victories in 5 of his 6 seasons in Canada before jumping to the NFL in 1984. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. Coming up, we've got your weather update from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, but first, traffic with Kane.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We look good as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. With Spring Pines Road between Brookings Drive and County Road 13 and Daphne closes today through August 7th for repairs. Keep that in mind. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you can shop their entire inventory online at SpringHillToyota.com. It's just that easy. Schedule a store pickup or home delivery. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Entertainment, newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances. The character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
Hi, this is Cam Marston, host of What's Working, and I'm holding my bottle of full-spectrum water-soluble CBD that I bought from Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile. I've put it in my coffee every day since I interviewed Joe and learned the value of CBD. Joe now offers personal shopping, curbside pickup, and free delivery. Find your CBD store of West Mobile on Facebook and give them a call.
Call Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile, 260-3223.
Right, 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, glad to have you here on this Wednesday morning. Checking in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. About 10 minutes from right now, talk about our weather for this work week, the weekend, and a lot going on in the tropics. We'll check back in with him around 6:35. Also, Dalton, there couldn't be a more 2020 story out there. So a headline, you can use your Instapot to clean your N95 mask.
Oh, my goodness.
Instapot N95. These are the things that if we would take the DeLorean time machine, go back a year or two, and if I told you, hey, Dalton, you can clean your your N95 mask with your Instapot, you'd say, what?
See, but and I've been using the microwave this whole time, so good to know I can use the Instapot instead.
Right, it's making that kitchen work for you instead of you working for your kitchen, Dalton. We got details on that coming up in just a little bit. First, though, let's talk about what happened yesterday as Senate Republicans continue to craft that coronavirus stimulus bill weeks after the House passed its own legislation. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
The House passed the bill called the HEROES Act several weeks ago, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell decided not to take it up. Instead, he says he's crafting his own bill, and he believes it will be a winner.
I do not believe there will be anything in our bill that our Democratic colleagues should not happily support.
How about this, says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I urge my Republican colleagues, all of them or at least the saner of them, to abandon their one-party, one-chamber approach and immediately begin bipartisan, bicameral negotiations.
One of the pieces already causing a stir is Senator McConnell's red line.
I won't put a bill on the floor that doesn't have liability protection in it.
What does that mean?
So that unless you are grossly negligent or engaged in intentional misconduct, you shouldn't have to deal with an epidemic of lawsuits on the heels of the pandemic.
Our number one goal is to protect workers.
Senator Schumer.
For McConnell to make this the number one issue when 20 million are out of work and need help, when people are losing their homes and need help, when people can't feed their kids and need help, when small businesses are going under and need help, shows where he's at.
Extending the expiring unemployment benefits would be a big help, say Democrats. Senator McConnell says that's true, but the current enhanced benefits are a non-starter.
We clearly, I think, overwhelmingly feel that paying people more to stay home than to go back to work has been a deterrent to getting back to work.
He's talking about that $600 a week unemployment bonus. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow says that's about all the millions of unemployed Americans have right now to keep them afloat.
At the end of the week, the additional $600 in help for people on unemployment goes away. That's about 60% of the income of the people, the millions of people that are getting help right now through unemployment.
House Democrats agree those enhanced unemployment benefits are crucial.
It seems to me that it would be cruel-hearted and callous to cut off the extended and expanded unemployment benefits.
Hakeem Jeffries, the chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, says these benefits are a lifeline.
How clueless do you have to be to suggest that when more than 50 million Americans have been unemployed and displaced as a result of the pandemic and the mismanagement of it by this administration, that we should walk away?
Another storm is brewing over whether state and local aid will be part of the bill. And what about the issue of individual stimulus checks?
We do envision direct checks again.
Senator McConnell says the GOP bill could be unveiled in a few days. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Yeah, what about that? another round of individual checks. You know, a lot of people have told us on there that they're ready for their next check. We'll see. I mean, if you're working and your paycheck hasn't changed, do you think you need that other government stimulus check? We'll talk about that more coming up. Plus, our 1-800-GONE-JUNK online opinion poll question: do you think that college football will be played in 2020? Dalton, you and I have been, what, how many months now with this? You said you felt confident that we're going to play some sort of football in 2020.
Yep, I continue to be optimistic. I think that football will be played. And I know, I think you're saying no, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe just to be a jerk.
Okay.
I hope so. I mean, I want it so badly. I want it to be played. But, can they make this thing happen? You can vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com in our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A federal appeals court is rejecting claims that Alabama's voter ID law is discriminatory. Judges upheld a lower court order that dismissed a lawsuit filed by minorities challenging the law. The judges ruled there's no proof that the law violates the Constitution or the Voting Rights Act. A dissenting judge noted Alabama's history of racial discrimination and said the law isn't necessary. Alabama lawmakers warn the state could lose a congressional seat and federal funding if more people don't take part in this year's census. Governor Kay Ivey says 60% of the state's residents have participated in the census, which is below the national average of 62%. Alabama census leader says the state could lose one or two seats in the U.S. House of Representatives if the counting ended today. The state could also lose $13 billion in federal funding. Baldwin County Sheriff confirms 34 inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. Sheriff Hoss Mack says 20 men and 14 women have been infected while being housed in the Baldwin County Jail. Mack says none are in serious condition. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Alabama is feeling the economic pain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Small businesses provide most of the jobs in our state. They've been hit hard and they still need our help. But with Alabama jobs and livelihoods on the line, Senator Doug Jones played politics. Jones sided with far-left Washington politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, delaying critical assistance for small businesses. Alabamians were counting on Senator Jones, but he and the D.C. liberals left our workers high and dry. Now Alabama small businesses need help with tax relief, and they need Senator Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, the Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote to provide tax relief for small businesses and start protecting Alabama jobs. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Senate Republicans are not likely to include enhanced unemployment benefits in their coronavirus stimulus bill.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says extending those soon-to-be-expiring unemployment benefits is important, up to a point.
Paying people more to stay home than to go back to work has been a deterrent to getting back to work.
He's talking about the current $600 a week unemployment bonus payments. Democrat Debbie Stabenow says that's about all the millions of unemployed Americans have to keep them afloat.
At the end of the week, the additional $600 in help for people on unemployment goes away. That's about 60% of the income.
The Senate GOP bill could be unveiled by week's end. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A powerful 7.8 earthquake struck the Alaska Peninsula overnight, triggering a tsunami warning that sent residents of southern Alaska and the Aleutians fleeing to higher ground before it was called off without any damaging waves. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Coca-Cola says it's going to streamline its portfolio, cutting what it calls zombie brands in order to focus on more successful brands and smaller names with potential. The cuts have already begun. Coca-Cola said it would stop operations on the Odwalla brand of juice beverages effective July 31st. There will be 300 job cuts as a result of that move. Coca-Cola says that will give it flexibility to support brands such as Minute Maid, Simply, and Topo Chico, its sparkling mineral water. Sales of seltzer, tonic, and club soda are soaring from a year ago. United Airlines reported a $1 billion quarterly loss, giving investors a look into financials thoroughly wrecked by the pandemic and the near standstill in air travel. United lost $1.6 billion in the spring, contrasting with a profit of $1.1 billion a year ago. Revenue dropped 87%. Not surprisingly, the carrier called the quarter the most difficult financial period in its 94-year history. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's five-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motors. Visit sportsmansmarine.com or call 251-928-2244 today.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And a little cooler this morning. Instead of 80, it's 77. So I'll take what I can get. Oh, yes. Big difference. Big difference. I have a shawl on this morning. All right, let's talk about yesterday. Another hot one. And what about today?
Yeah, it's going to be the same. High humidity and temperatures getting up into the lower 90s this afternoon, up to 92 yesterday. Looks like we'll match it. And we've got a decent chance for some thunderstorms this afternoon. And so that should provide just some temporary cooling for some areas. Tonight, another warm night with temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. There's a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm around tonight. But then tomorrow, it's a different story because we do have a tropical wave that is now over the eastern Gulf of Mexico. That has been traveling from the Caribbean all the way across South Florida and now into the Gulf. And it's going to increase the rainfall coverage along the Gulf Coast, and that includes our area. So tomorrow, a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, not only in the afternoon, but could develop in the morning. And it's going to keep temperatures in the 80s, around 88 for the high tomorrow afternoon. Looking ahead now to Friday, that tropical wave will be over the central and moving into the western Gulf. And we'll still have numerous showers and thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast, with temperatures once again in the upper 80s. By Saturday, that tropical wave will move into the Texas coast. And we'll see a reduction in the number of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday. It'll be partly cloudy, and we'll get up around 90, rather steamy degrees. And then for Sunday, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. So we'll sort of recover over the weekend from the shower activity produced by the tropical wave.
Okay, so it goes into Texas as a tropical wave. Nothing more organized than that?
It could become organized into a tropical depression and possibly even to a minimal tropical storm, but it should stay to the south of us and will be affecting western Louisiana and a good portion of the Texas coast. So at this point, it looks like we're going to be okay.
Yesterday, we were talking about that parade effect kind of lining up across the Atlantic. What else are you watching out there?
Yeah, we now have a tropical depression. Talking about the storm was developing halfway between the African coast and the Caribbean, and it has now become a tropical depression. A rather small system, and it continues to move to the west. Most likely will move into the Caribbean. It looks at that point that it could weaken a bit, but will continue on a track that will most likely take it up toward Cuba. So that one is something we're going to be watching for quite a while.
All right, so we're getting into that time of year. It's the Atlantic portion of the season, and we head for a high, peak. Where are we? We're not even in the foothills yet, right?
No, we're just climbing the mountain right now because the peak is until the middle of September, so it's a long way off.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. 24/7, 365, plus his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Yeah, we could be looking at Gonzalo. It could be named the next name storm Gonzalo. What do you think, Dalton Gonzalo? I know you're worried about Nana.
That's what I was going to say. We're getting closer and closer to Hurricane Nana, which is the one that I'm worried about this hurricane season.
Yes or no? Is there a is Meemaw the name for M this year?
No, not this year. They've got to save some of the good ones. So maybe next year we'll have Hurricane Meemaw. But watch out, Hurricane Nana could be coming here soon.
Also, a reminder, too, on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, our online opinion poll question, what do you think? Will college football be played in 2020? Vote, and we'll tally those throughout the morning. Plus, we'll put that up on our Facebook page with Leanna a little bit later this morning. And speaking of our Facebook page or social media in general, new study out found that if you're on social media, there's a better chance you're mean. Well, I'll give you details on that new study coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Good morning from the Pierce Law Firm.com Traffic Center. We do have one accident without injuries at Hillcrest and Wall Street. We look great across the Bayway and the Causeway so far, but we do see heavier traffic southbound 65 through construction between Spring Hill Avenue and Dolphin Street. It's really been tying up traffic this morning, so expect delays there as well. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is the place to go in Robertsdale with over 400 options in waterproof flooring. They're offering great savings store-wide. Visit them today. Bama Flooring. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
All right, good morning. FM Talk 106.5, Bobio Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, plus Kane with traffic. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, you've heard a lot from the man lately. I appreciate him handling midday mobile duties the last couple days. Jeff Poore joins us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Lots to talk about with him. And I want to point out, too, is this is a good text. You know, people saying yesterday, well, everybody's filled out the census already. Well, obviously, everybody has not. With those numbers around 60, Jason in Alberta was asking more information on filling out the census. It's my2020census.gov, or if you just Google census, and you should have one of the cards or multiple cards from the census that has arrived at your address there. Make sure to fill out that census. It is, and I appreciate you chiming in, Jason, on the text line because it is so very important for our state. Just, this is, you hear all this, this should be bipartisan, this should be nonpartisan. Y'all, this one should absolutely be bi or nonpartisan. It should be Alabamian. Because if we lose a congressional district, not only do we lose voice in Washington, we lose money, which is a big deal. We are a net gainer from federal largesse. We get more money from the federal government into Alabama than we pay out as a state. And it is key to a lot of programs that go on here in Alabama. So I don't care where your party affiliation is, or if you do it for the reason of representation, which you should, or just do it for the reason of funding for government funds, that federal funds that come into Alabama, fill out that census. Speaking of which, and see how this dovetails together here, I was talking about this yesterday and lamenting it further, and then, like middle of the day, I think it was yesterday, I got the note that the president had made a move here on this. Story from Yellowhammer News says Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall and U.S. Representative Mo Brooks on Tuesday praised the new President Trump effort to prevent illegal immigrants from being counted in the 435 for 435 U.S. House representatives redistributed. How did they write this? Very poorly. Let me just put it in my words. So yesterday, President Trump issued a memorandum, and that told the Secretary of Commerce not to count people who are in the U.S. illegally when providing tallies for the purposes of distributing House districts. Okay, this is what we've been talking about for years and years on this show. Because in the census, you can go back, and this is going to, and Attorney General Steve Marshall joins me at noon, and we'll talk about this in depth, and we'll talk about the language in the Constitution and what, you know, you think it means, what it says, because people say, well, it says to be counted, you know, the people that are in that area should be counted for the census. But if the apportionment of representation is the basis of the census, it is the number one job. There's a whole bunch of things that flow after that. But if the number one job of the census is to apportion your representation based on the citizens, because if you're not a citizen, you don't get representation, shouldn't it be that way? Well, that's what the president moved for yesterday, and that is now the memorandum that's out there. We'll talk about that. This is a very big deal. It does not mean you don't go fill out your census. You have got to do your part and fill out your census as an Alabamian, but it was a big part of that yesterday. And speaking of national and Alabama, the Attorney General also announced the Federal Appeals Court upheld Alabama's voter ID law yesterday. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announcing that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed a lower court ruling in favor of the state of Alabama in a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Alabama's voter ID law. Quote here from the Attorney General said the Federal Appeals Court decision affirms that Alabama's voter ID law is indeed constitutional. Opponents are repeatedly arguing that Alabama's voter ID law's requirement has for a voter to provide a photo ID is overly burdensome. As I previously stated, Alabama's voter identification law, by both design and practice, is easily satisfied, and it contains procedures to allow anyone who does not have a photo ID to obtain one. The appeals court is, in its opinion, is agreed. We'll talk more about that coming up in the noon show today as well. So that starts at noon, Midday Mobile, right here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, Dalton, coming up in sports, what you got?
Yeah, the Alabama High School Athletic Association has a press conference set for tomorrow, where they're going to let us know their plan for fall sports, including football. And we also have a new poll out there, and most Americans do not think that college or professional football will be played this year. And just so happens, we also have that as our local online opinion poll question. Check out FMTalk1065.com. Do you think that college football will be played in 2020? I'll let you know what the rest of the nation thinks coming up in sports.
All right, that's on the way. Plus, we'll land the plane on that story that mean people are more likely to be addicted to social media than others. Talk more about that coming up. And we'll head to, let's do this, we'll head to news headlines with WKRG coming up next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KimcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A federal appeals court is rejecting claims that Alabama's voter ID law is discriminatory. Judges upheld a lower court order that dismissed a lawsuit filed by minorities challenging the law. The judges ruled there's no proof that the law violates the Constitution or the Voting Rights Act. A dissenting judge noted Alabama's history of racial discrimination and said the law isn't necessary. Alabama lawmakers warn the state could lose a congressional seat and federal funding if more people don't take part in this year's census. Governor Kay Ivey says 60% of the state's residents have participated in the census, which is below the national average of 62%. Alabama census leader says the state could lose one or two seats in the U.S. House of Representatives if the counting ended today. The state could also lose $13 billion in federal funding. Baldwin County Sheriff confirms 34 inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. Sheriff Hoss Mack says 20 men and 14 women have been infected while being housed in the Baldwin County Jail. Mack says none are in serious condition. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Sporty Forester, Travel Ready Outback, and Roomy Third Row Ascent, we're the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Put your first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you. Check us out online at KobeSubaru.com.
It's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Alabama High School Athletic Association has scheduled a press conference for tomorrow afternoon at 1 to announce their plan to play football this fall. Several states this week have announced whether they plan to postpone their 2020 seasons. California schools announced they will not play any fall sports until the end of 2020 at the earliest. Georgia, on the other hand, only pushed the beginning of their football season back by 2 weeks. Florida's Athletic Association voted to move ahead with football on schedule, and Texas has pushed back the beginning of its football and volleyball seasons by 1 month. Ben Thomas with AL.com spoke with AHSAA Athletic Director Steve Savarese, who said that they're expecting to announce a plan for a return to competition, not a plan to delay fall sports. He also said that the AHSAA board could change their decision in meetings later today. Most of the counties in southwest Alabama have announced that they will start school on time next month and allow students to either take classes in person or virtually. Mobile County Public Schools Superintendent Kressel Threadgill announced last week that Mobile County schools will not begin the new school year until September 1st, and that the first 9 weeks of the year will be virtual learning only. Threadgill said that the MCPSS has been in constant communication with the AHSAA. Savarese told AL.com that there is no AHSAA rule that would keep students that are taking classes virtually from playing sports. The NFL Players Association and league's owners agreed yesterday to cancel the 2020 preseason while also reducing the size of training camp rosters. The two sides agreed to eliminate all 4 weeks of the preseason. Owners originally wanted to reduce the preseason from 4 to 2 games, but the NFLPA argued that playing the games would limit their ability to condition for the regular season and that exhibition games were not worth the travel risk of catching COVID. Also, when training camp begins next week, each team will field rosters of 80 players, down from the usual 90. The owners and NFLPA executives had discussed reducing roster sizes for some time due to social distancing concerns. Quarterbacks are set to report to their teams tomorrow, and all other players expected to report by next Tuesday. The first game of the 2020 regular season scheduled for September 10th, with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans. A new survey says that most Americans do not think college or professional football will be played in 2020. According to a Harris Poll survey of nearly 2,000 American adults, only 32% think that the NFL will have a season, and just 24% think that college football will be played. A But it's not just football that those that were surveyed are pessimistic about. Only 29% believe that the NBA will be able to finish its season, and only 45% believe Major League Baseball will complete its season. 58% of the men in the poll said they miss watching sports on TV, compared to only 35% of the women. And we've talked a lot about team name changes here in America over the past couple months. We haven't had any similar stories out of Canada until now. Yesterday, the Canadian Football League's team in Edmonton said they will no longer be known as the Eskimos. The team released a statement thanking the Inuit community. They said, quote, "To those Inuit who told us they loved having a football team called the Eskimos, we hope we can continue to be your team. To those who were offended by the name, we've heard you and we recognize your concerns." Edmonton's team has won the second most CFL championships, but is most well known for launching the career of NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. Moon began his career with the Eskimos back in 1978 and led them to Grey Cup wins in five of his six seasons in Canada before he went to the NFL in 1984. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You're sitting on the couch watching TV. And then, that dead branch finally fell. But that isn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You've been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Andrew McNair and his team at Swan Capital are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up a virtual visit with Andrew and the team at Swan Capital. 800-848-8768. That's 800-848-8768. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches come down during a storm. 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Good morning from the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center at Hillcrest and Wall Street. They're moving an accident without injuries out of the roadway. Still looks great across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems. Also, heavy traffic delays southbound 65, backed up from airport almost to St. Stephen's Road because of construction. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. They've recently added over 150 new items, including Alba's CBD soda on tap. Find them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 78 now at FM Talk 106.5. Heading for another hot one today. I'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up. Full weather discussion next hour. Look at the tropics and that tropical weather that could at least give us some rain chance increase throughout the week. He'll talk about that and then what's lining up out in the tropics. All right, mentioned this story a little bit earlier, and it sounds about right. New study found that if you enjoy making people feel angry or embarrassed, you're more likely to be addicted to social media. I'm not saying it's you. I'm not saying it's you, Dalton.
No.
Maybe not me. But and we've talked about it before, too, that, like, how the different neighborhoods are on social media. Like, you know, Twitter's a rough barn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Instagram's the park. Facebook is a retirement home. I mean, Facebook is a you know, place where everybody goes. Well, researchers at Michigan State and Cal State Fullerton tracked the activity of 472 college students on Facebook and Snapchat. And the ones who were the most addicted were also likely to be most aggressive and do things like cyberbullying. Their conclusion was that social media platforms are basically set up to, quote, cater to people who seek rewards from being cruel, end quote. They also found the average college student uses Facebook for 2 hours and 15 minutes a day and Snapchat for 2 hours and 38 minutes. Once again, y'all, this is, I guess, when they're not supposed to be in school or something like that. I mean, I was not the math major here, but that's pushing 3 hours here of not doing school.
Yeah.
So,
hey, you think the streets are rough on Facebook? The Nextdoor app are where the mean people go.
Oh my gosh, that's where it goes down. It goes down over on Nextdoor, where everything is a threat out there. Speaking of Facebook, we try to keep it, you know, generally friendly. Generally. Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, which I tell you what, the friendliest spot on there is our online fishing photo contest brought to you by Sportsman's Marine. Get your picture up there, get people to vote for it, and we'll be awarding another dry fit shirt from the FM Talk 106.5 fishing team tomorrow in the noon hour. All right, news is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A federal appeals court is rejecting claims that Alabama's voter ID law is discriminatory. Judges upheld a lower court order that dismissed a lawsuit filed by minorities challenging the law. The judges ruled there's no proof that the law violates the Constitution or the Voting Rights Act. A dissenting judge noted Alabama's history of racial discrimination and said the law isn't necessary. Alabama lawmakers warn the state could lose a congressional seat and federal funding if more people don't take part in this year's census. Governor Kay Ivey says 60% of the state's residents have participated in the census, which is below the national average of 62%. Alabama census leader says the state could lose one or two seats in the U.S. House of Representatives if the counting ended today. The state could also lose $13 billion in federal funding. Baldwin County Sheriff confirms 34 inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. Sheriff Hoss Mack says 20 men and 14 women have been infected while being housed in the Baldwin County Jail. Mack says none are in serious condition. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. I need your help.
What did you do now?
Well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod, and I got to test it out last weekend, and I caught a huge speckled trout with the new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all. And so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you.
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than